Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the bullpen. He's back. We have Orlando Sanchez, founder of Texas Latino Conservatives, former Harris County, Texas treasurer, 2007 to 2018, GOP strategist and US Air Force veteran. Mr. Sanchez, good to have you back on the show. How are you?
Great to be with you, Rick. Thank you for having me back.
All right, we got to talk about this because I think it's ironic that the last time you were on the program, we were talking about diversity inside of the Republican Party, or more specifically, the lack thereof, and how they were intentionally getting rid of programs that promoted diversity. And now you're here again to talk about it because they have made another move to overhaul the diversification process that once was a mainstay inside of the Republican Party. And now many are saying that this is about making the Republican Party all white and dominated by one prevailing ideology that may be extreme for some moderate Republicans. What say you?
Well, first of all, the programs that you're referring to are the community centers that were set up around the country, several of them here in Texas, and particularly where I live in Houston. They weren't that successful, Rick. I'll tell you that I went to some of them.
Well, let me take you back for a second. So,
okay.
My name is Rashad Ritchie.
I'm sorry, Rashad. I'm sorry.
So I just want to be, I've been called much worse, brother. I just want to make sure.
Me too.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So Rashad, they opened them up in Texas, in Houston, where I live, and they weren't that successful. Their people weren't showing up. The community, the Latino community, I can speak for the Hispanic community in the Houston-Harris County area, which is the third largest metropolitan area in the country. They're working. They're not at community centers watching movies or learning about Bitcoin or taking different classes. So they were not successful, and the party decided, the RNC decided to shut these down.
Okay, so people were not showing up. Do you
at
know
least
why?
In Houston?
Gotcha.
Well, again, our community, at least the Hispanic community, is working. As you know, many of them are recent immigrants or first generation immigrants. They're working. They don't have time to go to community centers on weekends. They're either working with their family.
But in all due respect, Mr. Sanchez, anytime you organize around the cultural elements of the group. And sometimes that includes the hours of work that are traditional. And so if you got to meet at 7 p.m. rather than 12 noon because you have a 9-to-5 working class, that's what you do. But I want to say this about the community facilities. It was more than just a meeting place. This was an entire ideology about reaching out, giving back, connecting, becoming partners with individuals inside of their communities, listening to their concerns. And what has happened, dear brother, is that it seems to me the Republican executives, those in charge of the party, they would prefer to have black folk and brown folk only when they can use them as a proxy to power. But they don't want to listen to their policies to change the proxy of the Republican Party. Do you not see that?
Well, I can tell you, Rashad, we've been polling 600 registered Hispanic voters in Texas, and we're not seeing that. We're seeing a shift, at least in the Hispanic community, towards the Republican Party. We see that all over South Texas. And I can tell you that they're mostly concerned about economic opportunity. There are several ways to reach out to diverse communities: block walking, social media, having and inviting them to become precinct chairs and becoming part of the executive committee of the Republican Party. And we're doing that. The community centers were just not successful. So now we're actually have boots on the ground.
Yeah, what's the policy?
Well, what do you mean the policy?
That's what politics is about, sir. So my question is, you talk about boots on the ground, knocking on doors, giving people a position, but what policy are you exchanging for their loyalty to the political outfit known as RNC?
Well, I can tell you that from our polling, Hispanics are extremely concerned, as I'm sure every minority group. But let me just say, Texas is about mostly now a minority state. A majority of the population is minority. And they want economic opportunity. They want the same opportunities that every American wants. They want safe neighborhoods. They want a job. They're paying three times what they paid many years ago for gasoline. The mortgage rates are 8%. They want a home. When Donald Trump was in office, it was 3.25%. It's more than tripled. So minority communities want nothing more than what the average American, and we're average Americans, what we all want.
All right, so you kind of letting your privilege slip when you say average American, because number one, there's no such thing as an average American, and I can prove it to you. Describe to me what an average American is. What is an average American?
Well, an average American to me, when I served in the United States Air Force, was everybody that served with me, whether it natives, whether they were of Mexican descent, whether they were Puerto Rican, myself a Cuban, whether they were from Nebraska, Chicago, or New York. That's what the average American is.
Somebody okay, so the average freedom. American is just anybody.
Absolutely.
Okay, then, so you don't need the terminology average American compared to individuals who may be brown or black, because we're all Americans. Okay,
that's
so
that's
the point
right.
I'm making. Now, let's go back to something you said, because I want to make sure we really understand and grasp what's happening inside of the RNC. They are getting rid of specific programs to target Black and Latino voters. But you still did not share with me what policy are you giving Black and Latino voters. You have waxed poetic about the challenges, and I think we can all agree that political systems fail people primarily. And we have this two-party madness where many times it's just two sides of the same coin. But what actual policy? And the reason I say this, I'm going to press you about this, Orlando, because when we talk about other groups, we talk about policy. We talk about exacting policies that we're going to give in order to get. So what exacting policies are you giving in order to get Hispanic and Black voters? That's probably the reason why Latinos did not show up to your community center, because you didn't give them anything.
Well, first of all, our polling, which is on our website, Hispanics don't want handouts. They detest handouts. So we're not
talking about Orlando. Who's talking about handouts, brother?
Well, when you say give them something,
you're damn right. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, Orlando. Nobody calls it a handout when rich folk buy a $1 million ticket to have a fundraiser with Trump, because they know Trump is going to keep their tax abatements going. That's a handout, brother. And so that's called playing politics. You don't invite me to the house and tell me I have no say so where I sit at the table. So you definitely have an exchange of policy and loyalty. You don't get that. That's not a handout.
I can tell you that we have many recent immigrants in Texas that have become multimillionaires, becoming business men and women. And they can afford a ticket to $1 million thing if they wanted to. That's the policy. We're giving you economic opportunity,
Orlando,
economic freedom.
The numbers betray you, dear brother. The numbers betray you. The reason why the numbers betray you is because an aggregate total of the last 30 years of Republican presidents compared to Democratic presidents, you have a household median income that increases by over 20%. And some of these Democratic-led presidencies, and has dropped. Like literally, people have gotten poor in Black and brown communities when Republicans have been at the helm. But I submit this to you.
Rashad, let me push back a little bit, because I can tell you, if you ask any American, are they better off today than they were 4 years ago? The answer is resoundingly not. They're worse off economically.
Really?
That's a fact.
Okay, so every American is worse off economically today than they were when, let's say, what, Trump was in office? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Interest rates are lower. Gasoline was lower. Price of food at the grocery store was lower.
We went through inflation.
And that's how, well, what, you know, exactly. And
who started the inflation?
Who drove up the inflation? Who has exacerbated it? Who has eliminated
the
good-paying jobs by having borders that are wide open?
Orlando, the guy who gave you the record debt, that's the catalyst to inflation. It's the number one catalyst to inflation. That was Donald Trump.
$32 trillion in debt. It's not just Donald Trump.
How much did Trump put on that card?
Every administration.
Orlando, he broke the record, sir. Are you going to criticize him? But
every president breaks the record.
Trump, no. Every president doesn't break the record. Trump broke the record, brother.
Rashad, first of all, you know that the president does not set public policy with respect to the monetary fiscal policy of the United States. It's the U.S. Congress that controls
the strings. That's not true. He has the power.
That is F, sir.
He has the power. Don't try that with me. He has a power veto. So anytime a budget comes before him, he's not powerless. He's the executive. He gets to veto it and say, take that off. I don't want that. I would prefer to have this, et cetera.
Well, that's you can't have it both ways, Rashad.
Well, is he a leader or not?
Republicans are saying we're not going to increase the national debt. And so what happens? We shut down the government. The media comes after Republican leadership and Congress, which controls purse strings for shutting down government. So you can't have it both ways. You either want to veto or you don't.
Gotcha. Now, let me go back, man. I'm going to ask you one more time. What are you giving Black and Latino voters? And I say this in this context, brother. What's the number one reason a person starts a business? What do they need? Disposable income.
Correct.
That's the number one catalyst to starting a business. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, you need disposable income based on the stats. Under Republican leadership, your disposable income goes down significantly. Under Democratic leadership, and you can find this in Pew Research, it goes up between $800 to $2,500 per year. Disposable income increases. That's your number one catalyst for business. That's the reason why you have more business entrepreneurs new into the field under Democratic presidents typically, because we actually invest in the systems and the protocols to get you there. So if you're talking about being an entrepreneur, once again, the numbers betray you, because under Republican leadership, your entrepreneurial role increases, enhances, especially with Black women, and so does higher education, but decreases under Republicans who decide to divest in those programs rather than see it as a return on investment opportunity. And you're arguing that you're giving people, I guess, hope?
Economic opportunity. No one in their right mind today, Rashad, says that they're better off economically than they were
there are many people better off economically today than they were 6 years ago. Household
not according to our polling.
You're polling where?
It's our Texas Latino Conservatives poll. We poll every year. It's an award-winning poll that we have. It's on our website.
All right. And what did the poll indicate?
That for Hispanics want economic opportunity more than anything else. And that's why they're coming to the Republican Party, Rashad. You can't deny
that. But what are you all giving
them? The New York Times.
There are people make less money under y'all. What are you talking about? What are you giving them?
They're making more money. We have less money today.
No, the stats are clear. We can't argue facts, man. The facts are very clear. Everybody makes less money except 1%.
That people are better off economically today than they were 4 or 5 years ago. No, I'm talking about
statistics, Orlando. Statistics.
That is a statistic.
The statistic is under Republican leadership, people make less money generally. Even white people make less money. So,
well, I don't think that's true.
Oh, okay.
We'll disagree on that.
Rich white people make more money. Let me correct the record there. All right, you may have me on that one. So quickly, my producer's telling me I need to wrap it up. Do you find it ironic, troubling, any issues with the Republican Party continuing to get rid of diversity programs inside of the RNC?
No, because look, I can tell you that we've never had a Hispanic president. So what? You know, we've had American presidents. We've had an African-American president. We have members of the Supreme Court that are very diversified. Our cities are run, all the police chiefs are Hispanic or African-American or Asian. The cities are run by the state of Texas is so diverse. Why do we need programs to promote diversity that we already have, Rashad?
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So you say to me, Orlando, why do we need programs that specifically highlight these particular groups? This is my question, dear brother. Why are you the founder of Texas Latino Conservatives?
Well, because I came here as an immigrant, didn't speak the language, didn't have a mattress to sleep on, had no dwelling over my head as a 3-year-old
and
child.
You and I'm living the American dream. You saw the power differential. and you saw how it impacted other Latinos. And you decided to create an advocacy group, and you called yourselves Texas Latino Conservatives because you understood the power differential. Then you get into power, and all of a sudden, you want to burn the bridge that got you there and say, we no longer need these advocacy organizations, when you, sir, are the founder of an advocacy organization specifically for the same reason of providing a voice to individuals who are stuck on the short end of their power differential. Why would you do that?
Rashad, because I want everybody to live what I lived, economic opportunities.
But you're taking that away. You're the founder of the Latino Conservatives.
Educational opportunity. I went to college as an immigrant, the first person in my family. I didn't have anybody handing money out to me to go
Did you receive any type of support? Now, I'm not saying monetary, but any type of support because people saw you and said, I want to advocate for this person.
Not that I can. You're talking about monetarily?
No, I said it doesn't have to be monetarily. Somebody saw your
mentors. I had a lot of mentors in my life.
Advocacy is about. That's what advocacy is about.
I mentored thousands of young Hispanics.
Well, exactly. Once again, Hispanics, right? So you in your personal and professional life clearly see the reason you need advocacy groups that, and the demographics are affixed to a particular culture or race. But then when it comes to the Republican National Committee, you don't see the reason why they need advocacy groups connected to a particular cultural race.
We need advocacy so that every American of any stripe, any color, any sexual orientation has the same constitutional guarantees that you and I enjoy, Rashad.
Yeah.
That's the advocacy.
And having specific advocacy groups to better understand the plight of a black man or the plight of a black woman, the plight of a Hispanic man, the plight of a Hispanic woman is not going to take that away.
Nobody understands the plight of poor people and African Americans and what they went through than I do. I'm a student of it. I grew up in the 60s and the South.
What did you just say? Wait a minute. You know black poverty more so than a poor black person?
I said nobody understands it better because I lived down south. I saw the segregation. I saw the discrimination.
When were you a poor black man?
I never was.
You understand it better than a poor black man could?
I didn't say understand. I said I understand it well. I saw it. Right. I lived it. I experienced it.
All right.
Not me personally. Of course, I never had the discrimination that an African American did in the South.
I understand, brother.
Yeah.
All right, Orlando. I appreciate you coming.
Rashad, thank you, my friend. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.